It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I'm glad we're together again. Do you have any idea what might be in this paper bag? Not very heavy. I'll show you one of the parts of it. It's a puzzle. A jigsaw puzzle. Come to the kitchen and we'll put it together. Hi, fish. Bob Tro made this puzzle with a new saw of his. Now there are all the pieces. Let me see, there are 6 pieces. I wonder how they get that to fit just like that. Now let's try putting these pieces together. Oh, there are 2 fit like there. Does that go in there? No. He said that it would fit there. That fits there. There's a little space right there. I wonder which one of these would fit in that little space. This one, I think. Let's try that. Yep, that works. Now we have 2 pieces left. There, that goes there. Yeah, that's good. There's the puzzle. Bob Trum made this with a jigsaw that he got. New one. I'd like you to see that saw of his. He's probably still over there. I just got this from him a little while ago. So why don't we go over to his workshop and see his new tool? All right. Give you some food before I go, fish. Yeah. Then we'll come back here after that. Okay? Come along to Bob Tro's workshop. Hey, Bob?
Hi, Fred. That's a nice surprise.
Well, I was showing my television friend that puzzle that you made for me, you know, the jigsaw puzzle?
Yeah.
And I wondered if you would show them your new saw.
Okay, well, I was just working on a puzzle here. First thing I want to explain, did you have to know when you're... I don't care what you're working with, any tool, safety.
Yes.
That's the big thing.
I know.
Did you notice? First thing you want to protect, your eyes. Let's see, here it is. Put on your eye protection or safety glasses.
All right.
Secondly, when you're working with this type of tool, you want to do something about your long sleeves because they can indeed get caught in here.
I see.
See? Anything loose, if you move this way, your sleeve could get cut.
Mm-hmm.
And that blade, it moves up and down, it would just pull it right in. That's why we don't wear gloves when we do this.
You have tape around your sleeve.
Right. That's what I was going to say. You either roll them up or out of the way. I put tape on mine. You want tape on yours?
Sure.
Okay. Prepared to be taped.
Ready?
Ready? Mm-hmm. There we go for one. Whoops.
That should keep them out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Let me just finish this one part of this puzzle. Maybe we'll let you do down in here.
All right, fine.
I'll do this part. Safety glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There it goes. I'm going to turn this just enough for you so that you can do this part, and you can come in and do this part, okay?
All right, I'll try.
Now, another safety rule is not talking. I'm glad you didn't talk, because it distracts the worker.
Boy, you can really turn a corner with that, can't you?
Yes, you can.
Okay, now I guess I keep my fingers as far away
as
I can.
Far away from that blade as you can, right.
All right.
Push it down. That pretty well.
I didn't stay on the line perfectly there.
Well, for the puzzles, we don't have to.
Do you want me to go along
right,
there
to do
too?
That? No. Just get it up to this pressure fork. This holds the wood down, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Get it up to there so it's, the fork is just resting on it. Line it up with the blade and keep pressure down here with your hand as you move it.
All
so
right.
Just push down and guide it.
Try again.
Mm-hmm. Done. Now let's see if the pieces of the puzzle fit together.
Well, those two certainly do.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Oh, look at that little.
Mm-hmm.
See that little place in there? So that fits like that. Well, you make other things beside puzzles, don't you?
Right. I got that order for that puzzle, and I was working on this house. See, I got it partially cut out. This is for display. See, to get into there to cut it, you have to start on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this much done. We'll just do a little more of this while you're here. We'll start on line it up, get onto the fork, and we'll drop that just a little bit.
What'd you do there?
I loosened this arm so that the fork could rest down on the wood a little tighter.
Oh, so if you have different thickness of wood, you can move it up and
right, nice. Adjust it. Now, another safety rule.
What?
Don't get too close to the worker because you could bump him. And again, the same thing could happen.
Uh-huh.
Safety. Okay.
Lots of things to remember.
I'll say. Doesn't that work beautifully? I really like that saw. You can just go right around the corner and start right there and get it in there and get it done.
I don't think I've ever seen a saw that you could really go that way. I thought that you'd have to come down this way and then over this way.
That's what you have to do with this.
I see.
A hand saw. That's exactly what you have to do. You have to cut in. And it takes a long time. That blade's moving like this. This one you have to do by hand and do the long.
But I suppose there's, you know, there's something fine about this, too. You can carry it with you.
That's for sure. Well,
thanks,
there's one
Pa.
Thing you have learned. It's about safety, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Always learn that with you.
Good.
Here's your little slate. You showed me that last time.
Safety first. All right.
Here you are.
Glad you dropped by.
Have a good day. Thanks again for the puzzle.
Right.
Bye-bye.
So long.
We could make our own puzzle. We don't need a jigsaw to do it. Let's try it. Piece of paper. Crayon. Some scissors. I think I'll just make a hopscotch board on here. Do a one there, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, ten. There. Now, I'll just cut this some way to make it into a puzzle. There, now we have a four-piece puzzle. Now, how will we put that together? There's the piece with one, two, three, and four. Would that go together with 9 and 10? It doesn't seem to. About this piece. I think it wants to go together with 5, 6, 7, and 8, doesn't it? All right. And then that wants to go together with 9 and 10. There. Now, you remember what Bob Trost said about safety with tools? You have to be careful with scissors, too. Safety often means being able to stop. Like if your ball is rolling into the street, you can stop instead of running into the street after your ball. We have a song about that, you know. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this, and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. That's right. And becoming a man or a woman means being able to take good care of yourself and being able to stop yourself from getting hurt. Let's have some make-believe. Oh, look at this. Remember those tapes that Bob Tro put on my sweater to keep my sweater away from the saw? I'll just put them on my hopscotch board here. Maybe we'll have some make-believe about somebody playing hopscotch in the neighborhood of make-believe. That could be near X's tree. This could be the castle. I'll just go get the little trolley. Lady Aberlin could be playing hopscotch there as the trolley comes along in front of the castle in the neighborhood of make-believe.
It's a perfectly beautiful day for play.
Could you come over here, please? I want to talk to you.
Oh, sure. Hi, X. What's up?
Hi. Did you hear the good news? No more rules.
What do you mean, X?
I mean, King Friday took back that rule about everybody has to have permission to leave this neighborhood and all that.
Yes. Well, he took back that rule. I know that.
So that's what I said. No more rules. Anybody can go anywhere whenever he or she wants.
Oh, I don't think so, X. That is not what it means.
It's not?
No. It'll be something like before. Different people can go different places without asking permission. For example, Dr. Bill can go to Westwood because he goes there often on his medical work.
Uh-huh. He can go there, but you mean I have to tell the king if I want to go to Westwood?
Well, haven't you always?
Well, yeah. I guess I have.
And what do you think it would be like if you could just go off anywhere and nobody would know where you were or when you were coming back?
Well, I don't know. I mean, what if I got a letter from my OCS and nobody knew where I was?
You wouldn't get your letter.
Uh-huh. Well, I can still fly to the places I always flew to, though. I mean, I know where to stop and when to come back.
Oh, sure you can, X. And that's all Uncle Friday needs to know. That you know how to stop and when to come back.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not such a bad rule, I guess. I mean, King Friday does want us to be safe and all, doesn't he?
Yes, I'm sure that's exactly why he made the rule. Mm-hmm. Oh, X, I've got to get back to my hopscotch.
You know what, Lady Arable?
What?
I did not like that rule one bit about nobody can go anywhere without a permission slip.
You know something, X?
What?
Neither did I.
But it is nice to know that people care where we are.
Yes, that part is a good feeling. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fun talking to you, Lady Everlina.
You know, you're perfectly wonderful.
You're perfectly beautiful.
It's a perfectly beautiful day for playing.
Perfectly beautiful day for saying hello.
Hello.
You're welcome here.
Thank you.
It's a perfectly beautiful day.
It's a perfectly beautiful day for playing. Perfectly beautiful day for staying outside.
Or inside here.
It's a perfectly beautiful day.
Especially when friends like you come visiting. Friends like you who make us feel so special.
You are special. Certain things start happening when we're visiting. When we're together, we're certain to say, it's a perfectly beautiful day for playing. Perfectly beautiful day for staying outside
or inside.
It's a perfectly beautiful, perfectly beautiful, perfectly beautiful day.
It sure is.
It sure is.
See you, Lady Everlina.
See you, Ex-Yowla.
And do I have to ask if I want to go to the machinery and tool store?
Oh, not you, Mr. Peshley. You have been there many, many times, and you know how to get there and how to get back.
But some people don't know the way.
They're the ones who should ask me, you see.
Well, I understand. Well, I'm off to the store, then.
May I ask why you're going?
Well, you see, I'm buying a new saw.
What's wrong with your old one?
Well, I've learned to do some very fancy cutting, and my old saw can't do it very well.
We all learn new things, Mr. Peshley. Good luck with your new saw. I know you're careful with your tools.
Yes, sir. You can't be too careful.
You're an understanding man.
Well, understanding's a big part of any business.
How right you are, Mr. Peshley.
Farewell, then, King Friday.
Farewell, friend.
Uncle Friday.
Oh, and Niece Evelyn, I presume.
Correct, as always.
Understanding is a big part of any business.
How perfectly correct you are, Uncle Friday.
So here comes the trolley. I need to say something. Trolley. Trolley, you know where you can go, and you know where to stop. Excellent. Good. Things are working out.
It's good to know how far you can go, and it's good to know that people care about you. When you're little, you can't go as far or climb as high as when you're older. Some people never climb very high or never go very far. But they can really pretend. In fact, they often pretend about riding in airplanes or being the best bike rider on the whole block.
Yep.
Well, I must put these things away. Scissor and crayon. I think I'll take my puzzle with me. And this one too. there. I think I'd like to play another kind of a game with you. One at the piano. We have a little time that we can do that. Now, when I play the piano, you sort of sway back like this, all right? And then when I stop playing, you stop swaying, all right? Did you stop? Good. All right, this time, make your hands go as if I were playing the piano, or as if you were playing, and then go like that when I stop playing. All right? Did you do it? Did you do it? Good. Pretend, and then stop. There are lots of starting and stopping kinds of games that you can play.
Sure.
Freeze tag or red light, green light, and others. You're learning so many things. Gives me a good feeling to know that you're growing and learning to take good, safe care of yourself. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up, ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. When I'm not with you, you'll have things you'll want to think about and do. Make up your own kinds of games and puzzles.
Sure.
I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of Public Television Stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson. This is PBS.